The La Crosse Area Family Policy Board is part of the county's Human Services Department and is made up of about 40 agencies that promote the health and well-being of area families. Organization leaders and board members are worried about a number of effects the budget proposal could have on families, especially those with low income levels. Included in their concerns are proposed cuts to Medicare, education, technical colleges, and mental health care. They're encouraging legislators to continue supporting programs for children, families, and the elderly. Grace Jones is the chair of the Family Policy Board and executive director of CooleyCap. She says it's like a tsunami of cuts to low-income residents.
As the legislators are making decisions, that is the one stance that we can all agree with, that the cuts need to be minimized that hurt the most vulnerable. They may want to look at other alternatives to increasing resources that are available as well.
Janet Cush is the executive director of Options Clinic, which provides reproductive health services. She says cuts to Badger Care, transportation, and county programs could affect the services they provide to clients.
Unfortunately, preventative kinds of things, they tend to fall off the edge, and statistics on preventing are incredible.
Clinics, like Options, are also facing federal cuts with the elimination of Title X. Cush says money spent on preventative care saves taxpayers money in the long run. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.